Welcome back for episode 59 for Saturday, December 28th. QBuzz music application for those who appreciate music quality and a new affordable price. This is John Scudder. A sincere thank you for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, I'll be talking about the QBuzz Music Service, which is one of the applications I use when I want the best quality of music, and tell you how you can get it from your Apple devices. There are a few services out there similar to QBuzz. Apple Music, unfortunately, isn't one of them, who provide genuine, lossless music. Lossless music is really catching on. In fact, Amazon Music Service has recently joined the scene. I'll define what lossless or uncompressed audio is in a few minutes and provide some brief technical information before I review the QBuzz application, which is available for Windows and Mac. I volunteer at a radio station here in Girdwood, Alaska, KEUL 88.9 FM Glacier City Radio. And besides engineering, I host the Glacier Rock Show, which primarily plays alternative and rock music. The quality of the music broadcast is important to me, our station manager, and most of all, our listeners. We want the highest quality audio experience on the FM band. Everything starts with an original music track that was obtained directly from the studio that is not altered afterward in any way. Let's define uncompressed audio. Even though real-world sounds are uncompressed and any digital representation is by definition a compression, for the purposes of this audio discussion, the Waveform Audio File Format, or WAV, is considered uncompressed audio. The Macintosh AIFF format is similar. Both formats are compatible with Windows, Macintosh, and Linux operating systems. Musicians, producers, and engineers spend their time and effort and use multi-million dollar set of instruments and technical equipment to create their masterpiece, making sure it sounds as clear and true as possible on any device out there. This is the essence of uncompressed audio, such as WAV or FLAC, and is the essence of zero compromises, only limited by your playback equipment. However, FLAC and WAV files traditionally take a considerable amount of disk space and use a lot of bandwidth when transmitted over the internet. With CD quality, a single minute of audio takes approximately 10 megabytes of data. Pull out one of your favorite audio CDs. Look at the digital size of the files. Many are 30 to 40 megabytes in size on the CD. Now look at the size of the music files on your computer. They're likely significantly smaller depending on the compression you have selected. The people seeing the most significant decrease in size are using MP3 files. If you think you are getting the same quality of music between the WAV and MP3 files, you are mistaken. No one can get the same quality at a drastically file size difference. Let me explain how it works and what you are losing. It is generally accepted the range of the human hearing is from a low of 20 cycles, which are called hertz, to the high of 20,000 hertz. Digitally, it takes about 1,000 times more bits of digital information to hit the highest frequencies versus the lowest frequencies. So with the reduced file size, let me tell you what you are losing. Sounds are removed beginning with the higher frequencies, then move closer to the lower frequencies with the more compression. The first perception is percussion, like cymbals, hi-hat cymbals specifically, and snare drums are not crisp, starting to become fuzzy and weak. As compression ratios increase, the mid-bass sound becomes muddy. QBuzz, the high-res music streaming service that launched in the U.S. last year, has taken the bold step of deleting its MP3 streaming service and replacing it with a single plan that offers unlimited access to the Cubus high-res and CD lossless catalog for just $14.99 a month and as low as $12.50 per month with a yearly plan. By offering its top-quality tier at one competitive monthly price, Cubus has upped its game in the battle to sign up new subscribers who want the highest quality digital music source at a price that's not much more than a regular MP3 streaming service. This is the service I use and has worked well. There is a great book which has just come out by musician Neil Young and Phil Baker called Feel the Music. It's a great read and educational and goes more in depth into the quality of music. Neil Young, one of the staunch supporters of high-res in the music industry, has been quoted as stating, "Cubus sounds great. Cubus was one of the earliest high-res streamers. Their new offer is another big step towards making high-res streaming available at the same cost as MP3 streaming today," ended Young. The new Studio Premiere plan from Cubus is a time-limited promotion available to the first 100,000 new Cubus subscribers, and each will receive unlimited access to more than 50 million tracks in certified high-res or CD lossless quality, along with Cubus' exclusive in-depth editorial and metadata content for $14.99 a month or $149.99 for an annual subscription. Cubus will still offer its premium Sublime Plus plan, now priced at $249.99 a year, which includes all the streaming plus a deep discount on high-res download purchases from the Cubus store. Managing Director of Cubus USA, Mr. Dan Macta, said in a press release, "MP3 is bad for music, artists, and listeners. So Cubus is saying no to MP3 and now offers only real studio quality in one accessible plan. Studio Premiere is a special offer we've been dying to make. With the new plan, we'll be pouring gasoline on the growth that has been kindled by our unique relationships in the premium audio hardware and retail industries. Our unequaled editorial and curation in specialist genres and our focus on the culture around music and audio will continue to create value for listeners. Cubus does all this because our listeners' passion for music is worth it," finished Macta. Cubus was founded in 2008 and is a Paris-based commercial online music streaming and downloading service, now live in 11 European markets and the U.S. Cubus offers music in a range of genres, as well as exclusive editorial content independently curated by a team of experts. Cubus offers genuine CD audio quality for more than 50 million tracks, plus millions of high-res tracks up to 24-bit, 192 kHz resolution. This is a bold move by Cubus to boost its subscriber numbers in the U.S. The latest offer provides unlimited access to the Cubus catalog for the same price as purchasing one or two CDs a month. It will be interesting to see if Apple Music responds with a similar program to draw in new users as younger people get more educated on the quality of music they receive. Beyond the sound quality, Cubus has their own distinct style. This Cubus style puts them ahead of other music services. It is what led me to choose Cubus over other competitors. Their music platform is available from their website at www.cubus.com, and it's easy to learn. It's a little different than Apple Music and not as quite as extensive, but the listening experience is definitely a step up. Personally, I would rather have quality versus quantity. Granted, Apple is saving huge amounts of digital storage of their music library, and I have always expected and received the best from Apple, so I am baffled why they have not created another tier of music service when they redesigned the Apple Music platform. Some other reasons you may like Qbuzz is they help you to grow musically, providing recommendations, technical help, and a stylish service with musical experience that is a step above. They also offer a digital magazine which provides insight into the music industry. The written recommendations provided by Qbuzz are not the text copied from the record company promoters, which I often see, but original texts that aim to enlighten you and to help you rediscover the world into which that artist created the album. In closing, I would urge you to go to their website and learn more about Qbuzz. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage, located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. If you are interested in joining the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, we offer a discussion board to talk about podcast topics. You can find it by searching for the Mac Minutes podcast group. It's free to join. We don't spam or advertise. It's just pure tech. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes. We're available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Deezer. This is the last podcast of 2019 for Mac Minutes. Thank you for listening this year. Have a great week, and we'll see you in 2020.